Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The search for five people believed to be aboard a fishing vessel that capsized in rough seas in the Gulf of Alaska has been suspended, the Coast Guard said on Monday. The search lasted nearly a day and covered more than 108 square nautical miles. The Coast Guard began the search after the Windwalker's crew sent a mayday call at 12:10 a.m. on Sunday that the 50-foot boat was overturning off Point Coverdon, southwest of Juneau. The Coast Guard tried to get more information as it mobilized a response, but the crew didn't answer, according to a Coast Guard press release. The state ferry Hubbard overheard the broadcast and reached the scene first, followed by a Coast Guard MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter and a response boat, according to the press release. A winter storm warning remained in effect as responders faced heavy snow, winds up to 60 miles per hour, and 6-foot seas.
Blinding snow, winds anywhere from 45 to 60 miles per hour, and 6-foot seas. So it was definitely not ideal and pretty rough conditions.
That's Petty Officer John Hightower with the Coast Guard. Two Coast Guard cutters, the Healy and the Douglas Denman, joined the search. Hightower says responders did find evidence of the crew.
So far, the only evidence of the vessel that has been found physically are 7 immersion suits that were floating. I believe there were 4 floating in the water and 3 found on shore near the search area.
The area searched by the cutters was fairly small since they had the Windwalker's emergency beacon GPS coordinates. Since the crew reported the ship was overturning, it's possible it capsized and sank. Up to 17 inches of snow fell in Juneau over the weekend, and the water temperatures were about 45 degrees Fahrenheit, the National Weather Service in Juneau said. The results of Alaska's November 5th general election were officially certified on Saturday by the Division of Elections. There were no changes from the unofficial results. In Senate District D, Republican Senator Jesse Bjorkman defeated Republican Ben Carpenter, who opted to vacate his House District 8 seat earlier this year to make a run at Bjorkman's Senate seat. In the most heavily contested race, House District 6, incumbent Republican Sarah Vance won re-election after ranked choice voting was tabulated, edging out her main challenger, nonpartisan candidate Brent Johnson. Republican Bill Elam won House District 8 in a battle of two newcomers vying for Carpenter's vacated seat, securing the win over John Hillier prior to ranked choice tabulation with 51% of the vote. Incumbent Republican Representative Justin Ruffridge also won his race in House District 7 against former Republican Representative Ron Gillum prior to ranked choice voting tabulation as well. Ballot Measure 1 passed with 58% of the overall vote. Ballot Measure 2, which sought to repeal ranked choice voting, fell just short, losing by 737 votes after nearly 321,000 votes were cast. Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom announced on November 25th that there will be a recount of Ballot Measure 2 given the narrow margin. Recounts are given a deadline of 10 days from the date a recount request is submitted. And United States Congress Representative Democrat Mary Peltola lost her re-election bid to challenger Nick Begich once again after the ranked choice voting tabulation. For the completed certified results, please visit elections.alaska.gov. With Christmas right around the corner, the United States Postal Service is reminding customers that the deadline to send packages via standard mail this year is December 18th. The USPS recommends the following mailing and shipping deadlines for expected delivery by December 25th for USPS Ground Advantage, ship by December 18th. For first class mail, ship by December 18th. For priority mail, ship by December 19th. And for priority mail express, ship by December 21st. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.